We're continuing the Congress with an ascent. We'll read excerpts from the sources on that subject, starting with item 11. You can find all of our texts on KabbalahMedia.info, and you can send us questions live on kab.tv. Excerpt 11 is from Baal Sulam, letter number 38. The most important is the labor, meaning to crave to labor in his work, for the ordinary work does not count at all, only the bits that are more than usual, which is called labor. It is like a person who must eat a pound of bread to be full. All of his eating does not merit the title a satisfying meal, but only the last bit from the pound. That bit, for all its smallness, is what defines the meal as satisfying. Similarly, out of every service, the Creator draws out only the bits beyond the ordinary, and they will be the letters and the kelim, the vessels, in which to receive the light of His face.
This is how it is on our path. We're not quite used to this in this life. In this life, if I get up in the morning and I go to work and I come back, I do whatever is necessary at home, I take care of my family, my kids, I give the society whatever I have to. It is considered that I'm alive. In a spiritual world, we are not alive accordingly. In a spiritual world, as much as we have reached some state, some degree, some power, it's not considered, it's not counted, it's always considered as zero with respect to the next state. And the next state is only measured through the difference, the addition in whatever we can add relative to what we had in a previous state. And it could be not with respect to yesterday, but with respect to states that we had in the past, that we must always be somehow more than before. Then it is considered that we are entering the spiritual life. Otherwise, it's not spiritual life. Otherwise, for us, it is similarly corporeality. This is how we should understand it, that whatever we have achieved, obtained, and it is extended a bit more than that moment when we achieved it, it becomes corporeality. An ordinary state, and it's not considered that we are now longing for the Creator with an inclination towards the work, but rather there is no longer any profit in it, any uniqueness. Therefore, each and every time, the group must be concerned about a new spirit. Is this clear? There are no questions about it. This is something we should get used to. That necessarily the usual state in spirituality, we're never satisfied with it. And we're going to feel it. If it continues for even one additional moment, then there is no taste in it. Yes.
How do we get out of the euphoric feeling of the Congress in order to build this new spirit?
What Congress?
The Congress.
What Congress? What do you mean?
There is still some remnants of sensation, some feelings. And
well, because we have our friends here, or what remnants?
No, the feeling that was born in this Congress, which wraps you up.
You still feel it?
To an extent.
I don't consider it as anything anymore. I'm telling you seriously. I mean, it's important, we did it, but it's no longer an accomplishment. A few seconds later, that's it. It should be in the same pace as you're breathing air. Yes?
Psychologically, we're still after a congress, post-congress. So how to generate such an atmosphere where we feel that it's a new congress, a new state?
Do not agree with the lack of innovation, of renewal. Usually, following such events, we enter some slumber, a standby state. It's like this. We live as beasts. We just live. A kind of dozing, sleeping. It takes some time. I'm certain that at least a week has to go by until a person kind of calms down. He has all these fluctuations in him. Then he reaches his normal steady state. But the most important is not to agree with all of these states that we have in corporeality, also in the systems of electricity or radio or power. You always have some kind of a jump, a spike, and then it kind of calms down. It takes some time until it calms down. This is the Congress itself. In Hebrew it says Kenes, Congress, in the first spike.
So exactly during this time where we're dozing after the Congress, what's the work there?
Here the work is the group, only the group. There is no other work. If you're asking about the work, it's the group. And then the group means that you connect between you and between you, not in each one of you. Each one is actually zero. But if you have a 10, it actually generates something new. It establishes something new. Only this way. Of course, no one can feel an uplifted spirit, a desire, let's go forward or something, and it's good that we don't feel it. It's good. It means that now we can truly generate something that is new and corrected. Okay? Niv? Yes? No?
He says that one must yearn for his work.
Yes, the work is extra connection among the member of the members of the group. There is nothing more. As much as we will be able to quickly reach a state where the upper light will dwell among us. And it depends on our compression.
And what does it mean to crave labor?
To exert in it, in connection, so much so that the force of connection up to the force of love will be revealed. The force of love is already the creator. The ordinary force is the force of bestowal, this is what we call it, and the force of bestowal, in that we would truly be able to bestow, each one would be able to bestow to the society, that's already the force of love. Yes?
So, what does it mean that the spiritual state ends? At what point does it end?
It ends? At that moment that you feel it, already it ends. If you feel it, it's already gone.
So how do you generate another spiritual state?
But you did not establish it. It was there. Now you have to establish it, stabilize it, through convergence, by connection among the friends. When you crave to the same state that the Creator gave you, He arranged for you this Congress and the success and all of these things. Now, following that, we have to bring what we call an offering, a sacrifice. You could read about it in the Torah or everywhere, that after such success as you offer a sacrifice, that we did not do it. However, we need to be grateful for that, what the Creator did for us, and He gave it to us as an example, and now we have to reach that by ourselves. Then it will be in us in a permanent way.
No.
Well, yes.
But where here is... where is the continuance here? Because you said that the moment you feel the spiritual state, it's gone, it's over.
So you come back to a state which is as if in the Congress, however, through your own efforts, you did not now receive an awakening from above, and then you were coming closer to each other the way it was in the desert, but rather if we would continue it more and more, then not only would we come back to it, but achieve what we had in this awakening, but in our kelim.
So what's the response? What should our response be now? How do we return back to that state we had before?
To the state we had before? No, 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 we must not think about this. No, there is no such thing. That's not the right direction. Our intention is, or our effort is, to aim ourselves towards a connection between us, so much so that everything that we achieved, now we achieve it through the connections between us, and even more. It won't be felt like before, because the kli keeps changing. And we would like to achieve a connection within, that same connection in a new state. Whatever we had, it's not important for me. The Creator gave us an example. He awakened us. It is registered in us, and now we have to work.
In the example we had was very, very palpable. It was clear to you who you work with, what to do. But now after the Congress, it's a bit more vague. So how do we take this current reality specifically and turn it into a much more connected state than we had?
Take the present reality, which is like a bit of a slumber. There's no spirit, no awakening, no air. And you should start, each one of you, through his exertion, and in this each shall help his friend, start rising.
I do notice that it's not a burdening that erases you. It still leaves you some direction. It leaves you everything.
That's even worse, because if you would feel that you're all kind of erased, washed out, then this negative feeling might have awakened you, whereas now it's not this nor that. That is called death. That's the worst.
So what to do?
Such apathy, if it's gonna be, it's gonna be. If it won't be, it won't be. Like that. Now, a part of each and every situation that we get, we have to accept it, even though we must not agree with it. To begin with, even if we don't have the possibility to move our pinky finger, we disagree with that state, even though we are not capable of it. Then we see how much this situation actually controls us. It controls us. Well, what can we do? This is how it is. I feel that I'm dead, that I'm a beast, that I'm trash, but as Rabash used to say, now you see that you're a rag, right? Just a rag. So what next? And next And that's the problem. Here, the group has to come together, and you, the ones who are here, are our group. It's a big group, and more than that, what is happening in the world? It's interesting that today we don't see the groups. Ah, you see? The groups that are together with us. And we need to see how we wake up. I don't have anything to say. Ask clearly, what is it that you want?
I want some goal that's close to me and I can work towards.
The nearby goal is that we all awaken each other. Each shall help his friend. No more than that. We realize now, specifically, it's a good state when we can make some effort, and this effort will take us forward. And a few such efforts, and already we will jump on the horse, as we say it, that we will reach spirituality. What we're missing is a few such efforts until the quota will be filled. Okay? No more questions? Okay. Where Kiev? Where?
Help
me. Where?
No, Vlad.
Yes, Kiev. Vlad.
Yes, hello, dear Rav.
Our Rav says.
What you just said about our target, our goal that's close to us is being to awaken each other. When we had the Congress, it was a very vast Kli. We mixed together as tents. We had a very dense schedule. We were together all day. And right now, we're shrinking back. We're all in the same regular tens, and the schedule is not as dense, and there's our day-to-day work and other concerns. So the question is, how to reach the same state, the state that we had in the Congress, but in this more diminished form, shrunk, but, or perhaps we need to reconnect with other tents, into other tents, to do it as we did in the Congress every day.
A person in our world is built in such a way, and the world is built in such a way, the whole of reality is built in such a way, that a person needs to work throughout the day, and doing work in order to sustain himself. Imagine to yourself that at some point in history, people, just in order to eat, to provide themselves with food, had to work from sunrise to sunset. Whenever there was light outside, they would be working. If there's no light, then they sit down and study, and then go to sleep. They get up in the middle of the night, and again they study. In the evening, after work, if it would be possible, they would study also. But if not, the most important was in the early morning. This is how it was. A person would, let's say, fall asleep at 7 p.m. and get up at midnight at 12. And from midnight until 6, let's say, he would be studying. This is how it was arranged over thousands of years. It wasn't the way that you are imagining it, that your whole life should be a congress. There's no such thing. It's not good. We are arranged in a world where we have to eat and sleep and drink and have children and take care of the family. We have many actions that seemingly hide from us our engagement in spirituality, but that is incorrect. If we perform these actions in an ordinary, normal manner, the way that nature obligates us, these actions go into the correction. Therefore, the world revolves, and gradually it is being corrected more and more. Also take into account the great suffering that humanity is going through because the ego is working on it, and it cannot run away from it. And it is obligated to use it, this ego. It's all one machine. Therefore, if we will meet on a daily basis for 3 hours during the morning lesson, and in your free time you will also be able to, if you can, watch all kinds of programs that we shoot in our studio. In the evening, we also have a lesson, and you also have the archive. There's no shortage of it, no shortage. However, again, life is not a congress, it's not a picnic. We have to fill up these hours with the study. And the most important is the morning lesson. If you have the morning lesson and all of the other actions, well, the meals, holidays, so that you can, let's say, exist or keep them, that is okay. That is okay. We'll continue and you will see it. Soon, let's say, we're going to have Pesach. And Pesach, Passover, it's a special time. We learn how to get out of Egypt from Pharaoh, from our ego, which is truly the most important thing. The foundation of all of the corrections. So, there too, we will learn, even a month before the holiday of Passover, we start to learn in all of our lessons, the morning lesson, the evening lesson, we start to learn about what is the chametz, the leavened bread, which is our ego, what does it mean, the Exodus from Egypt, why do we have to be in Egypt in the first place, that we cannot do without it. It's like Abraham asked the Creator, how will you bring us to that state that you have now showed me? The end of correction, connection, eternity, wholeness. So the Creator said, I'll tell you, I will reveal to you what will happen. Your seed will be in a land that is not theirs, which means that you will enter a great of youth, coarseness, a very big egoistic will to receive. So you will have to take it, this entire ego, and to start from it to rise from the state of the broken malchut called Egypt to the state of the corrected malchut with Bina called the land of Israel. A land is a desire, and Israel is Yeshar Kel. That Bina is entirely drawn to Ketel, to bestow. And this is how we study this matter also. So what am I trying to say about Passover, let's say, and later on we will have other events that we have no shortage. We're in all these stages in a study. Other questions? None? So continue, please. Yaniv? Oh, si, sorry.
Buenos días, Rab. Buenos días, Cleolamin. Con lo que se estaba diciendo.
Hello, Rab. Hello, World Cle. What you say is very logical explanation. But being here, inside this force. It's something which isn't humanly possible.
What is impossible?
To continue this effort.
I'll tell you. First of all, if you're asking about humanity, about the whole world, we're not talking about that. We are talking about a few thousand people that will be as Rosh, as the head of the whole of humanity. The whole of humanity is as a goof body. And in this goof, there are also differences between the 17 nations of the world and wherever they are. And also it's unrelated to the nations, what we have right now, but we were not talking about that, but it's a totally different division. It's not according to the French, the English, the Italian, or the Spanish, or the others. No, no, it's not according to that. We will talk about that. However, there has to be a group that will know how to tie together the general ego with the Creator. And this group is called the Rosh of the Pertsuf. And it has to study the way that we study and how to keep all of these orders. And all the rest of humanity, besides those few thousands, or let's say maybe a few millions, besides them, all the other people only need to know more or less what is happening with them, how come the ego is growing, how come this global crisis is coming, one crisis after the other, etc. They need to know about these things in general. And out of the troubles, they will feel that it is pressuring them, and also it's pushing them towards correction. That's it. They don't need to study. In general, they will know things as they read things on the internet, or they read newspapers, or they hear it on the television or radio, or in general. So, in general, they'll be included, integrated with these things according to a kind of a general rumor.
Well, it seems inversed. Yesterday, when I went to sleep, I was very happy. It's a very pleasant, happy sensation.
Yes.
And today, the whole world is pressuring me. Even seeing the friends, the texts here, it's all pushing me down, and I don't have the power to rise to the next degree.
Okay, and are you happy about that or sad?
I'm glad to be doing the work, but I need more power to reach the next degree, to make the next step.
And why isn't the Creator giving you forces? There is none else besides Him. It all comes from Him. So why did He take away from you the powers? Speak normally. Hold the microphone. In order for you to turn to the friends and together with them, you will get the force from the Creator. The Creator is a power supplier. We have no other power station, only Him. But you can turn to Him if you will demand together. This demand is called a prayer raising man. So connect together in that you have no forces, in that you are so weak, so miserable, and turn to Him and demand from Him. So you understand now why you don't have power today, because the Creator wants you to turn to Him. So it's not a detriment, but to the contrary, it is actually a praise, a benefit, in order for you to rise to Him. It's for the better, this state, not for the worse, this state of yours, that you have no power, no spirit, no mood, nothing.
Okay, so I'll talk to my friends about how to get the power to get to the next degree.
See, this is what he wants. This is why he does it. This attitude, the correct approach, it's new. We don't have that in our world. Such approaches. We cannot see our states because we don't have a connection with the upper force that deliberately is having this dialogue with us. He creates certain situations for us in order for us to respond correctly. And then another state, this way, that way, in order for us to respond correctly. We don't have that in our ordinary life. Humanity doesn't have it, but we do. So each time, we have to see what is the reason that I feel this way. Because whatever I feel, and it doesn't matter in what form, and it doesn't matter in which reality, which situation, I feel it only from the Creator. Only from the Creator. There is none else besides Him. He establishes within me, in my mind and in my heart, the present state. Only Him. And then I have to see, what do I do with it? What does He want of me? What does He want? And He always wants me to add in my work and reach Him. For me to give Him a response. And that response can only be through connection with the friends and a demand from the Creator to give us power. These are simple things. We don't have anything special here. He always empties you so that you will connect with the friends, so that you will have a kli, and then you will ask for fulfillment. You will achieve something there, feel something again, He will empty you. And again, you are helpless. And then you connect, turn to Him, and again you get fulfillment from Him. And this is how it is. Each and every time He is revealing to you a new kli, and you ask of Him, and you get a new fulfillment in the kli. And again He empties the kli, and again you connect with a new empty kli, and you ask, and again He fills you up. And this is how it is each and every time, until a penny accumulates to a great sum. So that you will feel the kli on the level of nefesh. Ah, that is already the form of the ubar, the embryo. Already you will be in a process that is more clear. What is it that we're doing? Who are we working with? How do we connect? So then we will have greater difficulty. It's not just, guys, let us connect and ask. Or even if we don't quite know what to do, the Creator does it. As we take care of a baby, or not even taking care of a baby, when the baby still grows within the mother, right? So the mother's baby takes care of the baby's body without the mother being involved. Rather, when it is on the outside, then we start to take care of it. And also, how much do we take care of it all in all? There are all kinds of systems that are working, and they make everything happen. In spirituality, those systems each time more and more move into the hands of the group. When we start to fulfill our role, our function, in the connection between us, the function of the heart, the brain, the liver, the lungs, and all kinds of other internal systems. We are doing it. We begin to activate such systems of connection between us that they are like the inner organs, and then as more external organs, and then as organs, not only the internal and external ones, but the ones that exist outside of the body, etc., etc. It is all us, through our spiritual work, beginning to activate ourselves in such a way. And in the end, it's all about connecting between us, turning to the Creator, receiving fulfillment, man and mad, and this way, Ibu, Yenika, and Mochin, each and every time. That's it. Is it clear? Good.
Yes, good.
Yes, Rav, thank you for the explanation. I still have questions. Let's say a lot of friends are already at home, and I'm already at the point, let's say, leaving Wednesday. And among these huge friends, we were so many friends together with so huge power. And I really feel carried by the friends here. And when I at home, then I'm alone. So we study more or less virtually. And how do you keep this power? That's even if I'm down, that I have, let's say, the power to even to pray, because it's a sort of, it feels like a double effect, that you more or less, you're not among the direct with the friends.
And
are with us in our lessons each and every day, right? I see you on the screen. It is considered that you are with us. You are with us in the lessons each and every day. I see you, and it is considered that you are with us. So don't you say that you're somewhere out there, virtually sitting there by yourself, 350 kilometers from one friend or the other friend, like you were telling us. That is incorrect. You are connected. Yes? You are connected. I don't feel that you are disconnected. As long as there is a connection so that we can study and even see each other, it's like you're sitting here. I see no difference. Truly so. People who sit here and this Vlad sitting in Kiev, or you sitting in Holland, or in general, all of those people, I don't feel that they are disconnected. Not at all. They're not disconnected in any way. And also, according to the intensity of the study, the amount of the study, the understanding of the study, you guys lack nothing. You are truly, it's the same. I mean, look what we felt in the desert and in the Congress. I don't think that nowadays there is a difference between someone who is here and someone who is overseas, but that he is with us in the lessons. There is no difference. And even more, maybe, because he has a feeling that nevertheless he's physically not here, so he still has such a feeling, and he gains from that, because his yearning is greater.
Yes. Ralph, what can we do more, let's say, because it's intensifying. I feel that we've been, let's say, more Reshimo have been awakened, something has happened. And on the other side, a lot has been pulled away, so you're also leaving the friends here. Okay, it's, your explanation is clear. Can we intensify, let's say, by more connecting and helping European groups, or should we only work in our 10? Or what can we do to intensify it in Europe, for instance? Or to connect even more to you here in Israel?
We are in a new state, and it's never been this way in history. And I'm in that, along with you, in that new state. And I have no answers. We simply have to continue as much as possible. Congresses, we'll have congresses. Flying and having congresses in Europe, okay, we'll have them in Europe, in Africa, in Asia, everywhere. We will try. But in truth, these are things that we can do sometimes. But the most important is nevertheless the morning study. The morning lesson, that's everything. Each and every day, it gives you, it allows you to connect a bit more, and don't underestimate it, and be afraid of missing it out. You should be afraid of missing it out. What happened to me yesterday? I had some blood pressure, high blood pressure, and I couldn't sleep for 2 days before that. I simply couldn't. Blood came to me, the doctor, and I felt that I'm not capable of it, and I didn't sleep all night. But I couldn't simply carry out the lesson. I was in a blackout. So, once in a, how much does it happen to me? When did it happen last time? Three years ago, maybe. I don't remember. You see. So, keep the lesson. Keep the lesson. Well.
No, Israelis.
Israelis, sit down quietly. No.
Vilnius.
Слышно?
Да.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Оля, слышно?
Да.
Как после конгресса не соглашаться с этой дремотой, с этим состоянием, как будто.
How? After the Congress, to disagree with this drowsiness, you feel like turning the table over and going home to sleep.
Может сейчас и есть настоящий шанс отдачи в таком бесчувственном туманном состоянии.
Perhaps right now we have a true opportunity to bestow from this state. Not what we did in the Congress, but right now we have an opportunity for a common prayer.
That's true. It's true. Now we have a time for a common prayer, for a common connection that we did not have in the Congress. In the Congress it was like, you know, excitement, the upper light was turning us this way, throwing us from one state to another. We don't even know what it did with us. We came in order to be under its influence. And now, we by ourselves have to raise man. It's true. So let's do it. Let's do it. Now it is our time. Okay, good. What we have others? No, let's continue.
ציטוט מספר 12 מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם איגרת י"ח המקבל עליו עול מלכות שמיים שלמה.
בעל הסולם, letter number 18. One who assumes the complete burden of the kingdom of heaven finds no labor in serving the Creator, and can therefore adhere to the Creator day and night in light and in darkness. The rain, which is created in coming and going, in changes and exchanges, would not stop him, since the Ketel, which is Ein Sof, illuminates to all completely equally. The fool who walks under a flood of preventions that pour on him from before and from behind and says to all that he does not feel the cessation and the lack of dvekut, adhesion, what a corruption and iniquity it is on his part. Had he sensed it, he would certainly have strained to find some tactic to at least be saved from the cessation of dvekut, whether more or less. This tactic has never been denied of anyone who sought it, either as in the thought of faith, or as in confidence, or as in pleas of his prayer, which are suitable for a person specifically in the narrow and pressured places. For even a thief in hiding calls on the Creator. For this reason, it does not require mochin of gadlut to keep the branch from cutting, being cut from its root.
Meaning, this isn't a big problem. It's not a grave concern for the time being. We need to be happy because the Creator is giving us, or when the Creator is giving us such times when we are weak, incapable of doing anything,
accomplishing anything. Here, we need to see that I cannot do anything for myself, but I can act towards the others, to act like a hero towards the others. I am capable of that. And there's no problem in that. No problem. And I act towards them as though I'm awakened in high spirits, and ascent, all of that. And it's everyone can do that. Everyone can do that. And if I act towards the group that way, it returns to me. It returns back to me, and I feel how much power it gives me. And in this way, we can, and it's not that I can pull myself out of the swamp, but rather through the group, in this way, I am capable of awakening myself. I am capable of awakening myself. Even in our regular life, we use such means, such methods. I can speak sad, I can say sad things, or uplifting things, or things that show anger towards people, and I myself am impressed by that. It affects me. So, it doesn't matter that we have this state of tiredness and so on. That does not relieve us of our commitment, our obligation to hold the group up so that the group in general is in a state of awakening and empowered. We must do that. And this is very effective. Very effective. And also, don't forget that one who prays for his friend is awarded first. We need to turn to the Creator and ask for the group. And through the group is like a ship. If I pray for it, then I sail along with it. And in that way, I'm saved. All right? Clear? No questions. Fine. But this is a very practical matter, and we mustn't forget that only by awakening the friends, yes, the friends, the society, later influences me. I cannot influence myself directly. I influence the 10, and the 10 influences me back. And in that way, I can bring myself out of the fall. All right? I can't hear you. Where? Oh, show me. I don't see where it's from. They're showing me groups without question marks there. Ah, yes. Makviji. Makviji.
Раз, здравствуйте. Вопрос еще по прошлому. Работа в виртуальных группах – это 100% замена работе в физических группах?
Work in the virtual groups, is this 100% equivalent to the work, like a replacement for the work in the physical groups, or is there still a benefit in coming, in joining a physical group?
If you have the option of being in a physical group at least sometimes, then yes. And if you don't have such an option, then a virtual group will also carry you to the goal, because this is supposedly what the Creator is arranging for you. You need to do the maximum, the utmost that you can to connect, and under the conditions that the Creator arranges, and not that you'll be so smart as to say, no, I want this, or I want to do it like that. No, it all depends. It all depends on depends on the extent to which you accept these conditions and work under them as powerfully, as strongly as you can. Kiev.
Вы говорите больше о внутренних условиях, а в вопросах товарищей слышится, как же нам организовать объединение внешне.
You're speaking more about the internal conditions, but in the questions by the friends, we hear more about the external conditions. How should we organize ourselves correctly in order to actualize everything we received in the Congress, maybe change the way that we're organized?
You all decide on that. I don't know. I don't know. I know that we have the Torah. The Torah is a method. We have a method. We know a theory of electricity, electrical work. We have other Torah, Torot, teachings. Right? Torah, from the word Hora'ah, teaching. Perhaps. Yeah, so we have that. Take Rabash's articles and you'll see what to do. I cannot say. You'll see if you need to arrange certain things differently, if you need to. But the morning lesson is the main thing. It's a must. And around the morning lesson, you can start doing all these connections, all these actions. All right, continue.
Excerpt number 13 from Rabash, a land where you will eat bread without scarcity. One must engage in Torah day and night, and the night and day should be equal for him, as written in the Zohar.
Day and night, that's not about the state of the sun. It's an inner state, right? Day and night. Does it illuminate upon him or not from above? Right? But the true day and night is about if he has the ability to bestow or doesn't. And then the day and night, it's just a difference in the kind of work, the extent to which he needs to make an effort to be connected to others and so on, the extent to which he can bestow upon the Creator in those states which the Creator establishes for him as day or as night.
In other words, the state of completeness, wholeness, called day, and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. The consent is expressed by doing his work as if he were rewarded with fullness. This is regarded as agreeing when the day and the night are equal to him. But if there is a difference, to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is a grip to the outer ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him so there will not be a difference for him. And then he will be rewarded with completeness, wholeness.
Because there is a difference in the work during the day and night, but still it is work. He doesn't become as if dead, right? Is there illumination or not, awakening or not? In any case, there's work in different states. And who knows what's better for him in terms of his advancement? The person doesn't know that. Perhaps in the state called night, he makes a little effort and advances a lot. Whereas in the state of day, where there's illumination for him, he does many things, he jumps around, but he doesn't advance so much. Because the Creator arranges everything according to the inner effort which a person needs to make. And that's the important thing for him. All right? Well, we need to start with Passover. That's the problem. I wanted, perhaps we can start going over the Passover articles, and with that, test part 8. So, anyone who's arrived home already or is on the way, make sure you have part 8 of Tess, the study of the 10 Sefirot, perhaps in the archive or somewhere, and we'll start studying it, because our spiritual development depends on those parts. Parts 8 and onwards, 9 and 10, that's about the Ibu, the conception, and then Yenika, nursing. There's a lot to learn regarding each and every state. So, yeah, we'll start from part 8. Right, so continue, if there are no questions. What?
Friend from Petach Tikva is asking, I felt that yesterday we could not hold on to the common intention during the day. Everything was confused. We didn't have the power to hold on to the mutual connection as during the Congress. On the one hand, it felt like suffering. On the other hand, there was a feeling of joy from that state. What do we do in that state when we discover both opposites?
It's good that joy becomes apparent. On one hand, it means that you're in the work, right? You're advancing. You have feeling for it. You have confidence. And that's good on the one hand. But on the other, what do you have in your advancement if you feel like that in terms of advancement? Do you actually work? Are you actually working or not? So here we need to see how to advance. Usually, in such cases, there is some fogginess, and so a person should invest more time in dissemination. It's the best time for dissemination work. It's good then if you start coming closer and closer by force, even if you have no awakening towards the friends. But who knows how useful it is? It'll be more useful if at such times you engage in dissemination. Yes. Or teaching, or writing texts, disseminating texts, in short, to bring the knowledge of the correction of the world to wider circles, more external circles. Why? Because if right now you're in a state where you have no illumination, then you're in a lower state, so to speak. If you're in a lower state, you're better capable of connecting to more external circles. And so that's why it's worthwhile to engage in that. Continue.
Me.
Who? Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
А так ваша.
Здравствуйте, товарищи.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. On the other hand, in parallel to this fogginess, we also have those sensations that we reached in the Congress of dvikut, of elation, of connection. And I think the problem is actually in the realization of that height of connection that we have achieved. How can we use it? How can we invest more correctly in the connection between us, in the relations between us, so it will be actualized? I think this work is not going the right way. What would you recommend?
I recommend not to think about that. It will advance the way it needs to, the types of connections that need to happen. The main thing is that you'll be connected together, all of you, and to us, in terms of being connected to the lesson, of course. And that's it. I have nothing more to add, really. It all depends on the connection between us, inwards, and the dissemination from us, outwards. Right? That's it. Continue.
Quote number 14 from Rabash, article, What is We Have No Other King But You in the Work? A person should say that the fact that he is in a lowly state is not because now he has become worse. Rather now, since he wants to correct himself so that all his actions will be for the sake of the Creator, from above he is shown his true state. What is in his body, which until now was concealed and was not apparent. Now the Creator has revealed them. A person says about this that this is chesed, mercy, that the Creator has revealed to him the evil in him so that he would know the truth and would be able to ask of the Creator with a real prayer. It follows that on the one hand, now he sees that he is far from the Creator. On the other hand, a person should say that the Creator is close to him and tends to him and shows him his faults. Hence, he should say that these are mercies. Again, quote number 14. A person should say that the fact that he is in a lowly state is not because now he has become worse. Rather now, since he wants to correct himself so that all his actions will be for the sake of the Creator, then from above he is shown his true state, what is in his body, which until now they were concealed and were not apparent. Now the Creator has revealed them. A person says about this that this is mercy, that the Creator has revealed to him the bad in him so that he would know the truth and would be able to ask of the Creator with a real prayer. It follows that on the one hand, he now sees that he is far from the Creator. On the other hand, the person should say that the Creator is close to him and tends to him and shows him his faults. Therefore, he should say that these are mercies.
Questions? So, when we feel darkness, a fall, a descent, no air, no spirit, bad mood, this is all chesed, grace, from the Creator. In this way, He changes us, He shakes us. And so through these changes of states, we come close to Him, we advance towards Him. All right? Whatever I say, you'll just be nodding your head silently. Any questions from abroad? None. All right, continue.
Quote number 15 from Shamari 42. What is the acronym Elul in the work? Those who want to walk on the path of bestowal should always be in gladness. This means that in any shape that comes upon him, he should be in gladness, since he has no intention to receive for himself. This is why he says that either way, if he is really working in order to bestow, he should certainly be glad that he has been granted bringing contentment to his Maker. And if he feels that this work is still not to bestow, he should also be glad, because for himself, he says that he does not want anything for himself. He is happy that the will to receive cannot enjoy this work, and that should give him joy.
Meaning that in every state, we need to look for a reason to be happy. joyous. This joy connects me to the Creator. All right, I see that you all have nothing to go over here. Let's perhaps go to serve the Lord joyfully. Where is that? Starting with item 4. All right. Or perhaps a song first.
Lo ira libi, lo ira libi, lo ira libi.
Im tachne alai machne, lo ira libi, lo ira libi, lo ira libi.
Bezot ani poteach, bezot ani poteach.